Text A. Martin Luther King's dream come true. Barack Obama. Pages 80 and 81.
When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Martin Luther King. Barack Obama is the first black president of the United States. In becoming the 44th president by winning the election in 2008, President Obama has done far more than just win. He has accomplished the dream of Martin Luther King, who was murdered for speaking out against racism and fighting for the civil rights and liberties of all Americans, no matter what the color of their skin. When Obama won this election, he also won a long fight for the civil rights movement. He won a battle that has been going on in the U.S. for decades. The fight to end racism and racial segregation has been long. Over 40 years ago, in 1963, Martin Luther King gave his world-famous speech to over a quarter of a million people. In this speech, now referred to as "I Have a Dream," King and the crowd of 250,000 protesters demanded that the government pass civil rights laws. Considering that African Americans used to be owned as slaves in the U.S., were not allowed to vote, and were forced to go to separate schools not so long ago, Obama's win is truly an amazing dream come true. Barack Obama is a skilled orator, a well-educated lawyer, and a man who worked very hard for social causes. He is a man who cares about humanity. He was able to get many young people to vote because he is the only presidential candidate who has ever been interested in using the internet and other technology, like the cell phone and laptop. Obama reached many people who probably would not have voted. Now Obama's voters expect him to solve many serious problems in the U.S. Some of the problems are a huge financial crisis, wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and a large debt. He has a very big job to do. The question is, will he succeed?